A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our hosts, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Our topic for today is properly preparing for davening. And we begin on Barachas Daf Yud Dalid Amud Aleph, Barachas 14a, pagination, page 27. We're starting from the first wide line. We're starting from the sixth wide line, I believe, at the end of the line where there's the two dots, Amar Rav. Amar Rav. Rav said, Kolanosin shalom lachaveiru kodem sheyispalo. Any person who gives shalom, who gives greeting to his friend before he davens, ki ilu asa obama, it's as if he made his friend into an altar. It's like he's making a declaration that he's first in need of giving shalom to his friend, like an alternate source of service and blessing, and he's turning him into an illegal altar. Shene'emar, chidlu lachem min ha'adam, desist from mankind, asher neshama ba'apo, that he has a soul, that's what keeps him going, because how valued is he? So even though normally we're all into honoring one's fellow, but to give shalom to the person before you greet Hashem, so that's making him into a bama. That means you went out of your way, which is exactly the opposite of tefillah. Tefillah is to totally recognize that everything comes from Hashem. Atikri bameh ela bomo. Ushmuel Omar, and Shmuel says, a play on words from the same pasuk, bameh hishavta lozeh, what are you considering this person? V'lo leloka, it looks like you're making him into a god, as it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, because the name Shalom is Hashem's name. So when you greet a person, ah, shalom, instead of first greeting Hashem, and then from your tefillah and the energy that you have with Hashem, you greet the person shalom with the name of Hashem. But if you first go and greet the person shalom, so then you have preceded the honor of the person to the honor of Hashem, and actually grabbed a hold of Hashem's name in that act. Asks the Gemara, Mosiv Rav Sheshes. There's a famous Mishnah in Brachas, which is in the Daf just one blot ago. Beprakim Shoel Mepnei HaKavod Umeshiv. There's such a thing as greeting a person in middle of the Brachas of Shema. That means you start the Bracha of Yotzer Or, and a person walks in and greets you. There are cases in between paragraphs or whatever that you're allowed to greet or respond. So obviously there's such a thing as greeting a person before Shmona Esrei, before Tefillah. Tirgima Rav Abba explained, B'mashkim lepischo, this prohibition is specifically when you went out of your way to greet the person, when you went to his Pesach, to his doorway. But if you greeted the person by chance, in shul, on the street, etc., so then Rav Abba holds that this prohibition does not apply. As a matter of halacha, there are two things that we take into consideration. One is that the original text was Kolanosein Shalom Lachaveiru, one who gives shalom to his friend. So casually we answer it means greeting, but it's not just greeting, it's shalom. And therefore if you greet the person with a good morning rather than a shalom aleichem, it changes the dynamic entirely because you're not grabbing hold of Hashem's name to greet the person before you greeted Hashem. And the second consideration is that we don't go out of our way to greet the person in his home, let's say, but instead, if we greeted the person in the shul, that also downgrades it considerably. While you're walking, if you met him ba'akroi, if you look at the bottom teisvis, very short teisvis, but very to the point, b'mashkim lepischo v'chein halacha, that's the rule. Avopogo ba'akro imutter, but if you just casually met him, that would be fine. And that's what we do. We don't go out of our way to greet the person, but if we see him, and like in shul, where it would be improper, a guest walks in, you want to welcome him, you want him to be comfortable a whole davening. You first get to him at the end of davening, so that's a little late. If you could, you wish him a good morning, as opposed to a shalom aleichem. So that's the first consideration regarding preparing for davening, simply not to do other things that would be improper to do before davening, namely to say shalom aleichem to somebody else, especially if you went out of your way to do so. Let's continue. We're about 8 lines from the bottom of the page, Brachas Yudalad Amar Aleph, right after the parentheses, Amar Avidi Bar Oven Amar Av Yitzchak Bar Ashion, a similar halacha, also lo la'odam la'asus chafotzov, kodam sheyispal, a person should not do his endeavors before he davens. And this sometimes comes up very practical, but this is l'chatchila, the consideration. Person preferably should not put in work time before davening if it could be avoided. Likewise, not to specifically go out of your way on a different location to do work. Guys just got to transplant a tree before davening. So this is exactly what we're saying, that it's really improper. Shene'emar, tzedek lefonov yahalech, the righteousness which is tefillah should go in front of you, v'yasem l'derech pe'amav, and then you should do the things that your feet need to do wherever you need to go. So while there may be exceptions, but this is the base rule to try, that it should only be preparations for davening that we do beforehand, reciting Tehillim, perhaps other preparations like learning, etc., but not to do off-the-topic things. There's an interesting question about traveling before davening. Also an interesting consideration. Often, we're makel, we allow it. Person travels to a different town for a bris, etc., but we should be aware that there is definitely there are definitely things that we would not do before davening once we're aware of this. If you do it in the correct order, Hakadosh Baruch Hu osele chafotzav. There's a different way to read the pasuk shenema tzadik lefanav yahalech, by way of blessing, that if you do the tefillah first, v'yasem l'derech pe'amav, then Hashem sets your pathways, your footsteps, in order. Let's turn the page. And there's another set of things that have to do with preparing for davening. So far what we have is what not to do before davening, not to greet a person with shalom aleichem, and not to do off-the-topic needs before davening. Let's take a look at the bottom 2 lines of Amud Beis, page 28, Yedalad Amud Beis. Last 2 lines, Amar Ula, Kolakore Kriyashma Belo Tefillin. A person who says Shema without wearing tefillin, in other words, tefillin is supposed to come first, and then Shema. If you didn't do that, Ki'ilu Meid Eidah Sheker Ba'atzmo, it's as if you're saying false testimony about yourself. It's a little discussion how to understand what the translation here is, but the message either way, saying testimony about yourself that's not favorable, you're saying in Shema that a person's supposed to wear tefillin, excuse me, to declare Hashem's sovereignty, and you're saying Shema and you're not wearing the tefillin. So tefillin is supposed to be put on first. There are cases where this doesn't work. In Shulchan Aruch it's brought, and it's also brought here on the page, a case that happened with Rav, that the tefillin were not available, or you have cold, extreme hot, circumstances, a snowstorm, your tefillin are not available or not able to be put on at that moment, and you're afraid you're going to miss the time for Kriya Shema, so then definitely you recite Shema. But under normal circumstances, a person should make sure to put tefillin on before Shema. Again, another exception that comes to mind, a person has a stomach ache, and he can't put on tefillin at this point. Hopefully later in the day, he has the flu, he just doesn't have the strength. So then definitely say Shema in the proper time and then put tefillin on later. But the proper order is tefillin first. A great synopsis is on the last line of the Amud. If a person wants to daven really correctly, so here's the order. Yifane, he should use the bathroom, because we have a pasuk kalatzmosa tamarna, and a person's entire being should praise Hashem, and you want it to be clean. And obviously, before you use the bathroom, there's netilas yadayim, we wash our hands, because we're not supposed to touch our body before washing. So you wash from the night, you use the bathroom, v'yito yadav, and then you wash again in preparation for davening, v'yaniach tefillin, put on the tefillin, v'yikra kriyashma, say Shema. And we know that there's a link. Shema mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem's redemption of us, and then Geula Litfila, linking redemption to our prayers via Spalel, then Yedavin, Vizui Malchus Shamayim Shalema, and this is the perfect O Malchus Shamayim. So again, a synopsis of the daf is what not to do before davening, and then the actual process of what we should be doing in order to daven properly. Yeshikoach, have a wonderful day.